Order, please. Order.
Shortly before 6pm on Tuesday, the second reading of the Crimes Amendment Bill No. 2 was kicked off by Justice Minister Simon Power.
There must be adequate provision in the law to hold accountable those who inflict serious offending against the most vulnerable members of our community, and specifically, Mr Speaker, as well as those who choose to turn a blind eye.
Mr Power said the legislation would deliver that provision.
This bill sends an important signal to those who remain in a household with children who have the potential to be harmed, injured, maimed or killed. It is a critical step to ensure that this Parliament sends a firm message to those who would choose to turn a blind eye to the abuse and neglect of those children, that this Parliament will not tolerate that behaviour or those omissions.
Speaking in reply, Labour's Rajan Prasad agreed that the bill would send a clear message
to people out there about the safety of children and how important it is for anybody who has responsibility for children to conduct themselves and undertake their roles, relationships and activities in such a manner that those children are not jeopardised. And that assurance is given unequivocally from this side of the House. And hence our support for this bill and our support for all of the provisions of the bill.
And although his party would vote in favour of the bill, Mr Prasad criticised the government's policies around child abuse.
The government does not have a comprehensive plan around children, and I hope that speakers will get up and explain how is it that this addresses those fundamental questions. The government has been absent for children. Its program has been devoid of constructive ideas, and much of it has not worked.
Next, Greens co-leader Matilia Ture also criticised the government.
I think it was quite remiss of the Minister of Justice not to make it plain in his speech earlier today, second reading speech, that this bill deals with two issues, quite different issues, not just one. Because any removal of the defensive right is an attack on the civil rights of citizens in this country, and that needs to be exposed, and the Green Party is absolutely opposed to removal of the civil rights of citizens in this country. National might think it's a great idea, but we believe that citizens are entitled to much more dignity and respect than that.
Ms Ture said the bill failed to address the causes of child abuse.
The drivers of violence include poverty. Poverty is the cause. Poverty is what we must eliminate.
Later, National MP Todd McClay outlined the need for the bill.
Far too many children are killed, and far too many family members and others sit by and watch it happen and don't do enough about it. Now, I recognise when we're in committee that in some cases these other people that sit around these children when they're harmed are themselves victims also. But you know what, Mr Speaker, that's not good enough for us in New Zealand. Every adult has to know that they have not only the ability, but that they must step in and seek help and assistance when a young child is to be harmed.
Mr McClay used an example.
There was a very high-profile case of the Kahui twins who were murdered. And there were many adults in that home. And nobody knows what happened. There's been a high-profile court case, but nobody stepped up to say, I know what happened, or this is the person responsible, or this is what we should do. Nobody's even said, I wish I had acted to stop that happening. Personally, I believe Chris Kahui killed those children. But actually, that's for others to consider now, Mr Speaker. What concerns me the most is that nobody stepped in and nobody's held to account there.
Mr McClay said the bill was the first step to protecting children.
This bill won't fix all the ills. It won't stop people killing children in our country, sadly. But what it will do is send a message to family members and to other adults that when somebody is vulnerable, a child or another adult, that they have a duty to protect them, to step in and do something about it, to seek help when they think that that young person is in harm's way. And if they don't, then the bill before us, the law, will hold them to account.
National MP Todd McClay. The Crimes Amendment Bill No. 2 passed its second reading by 110 votes to 11, with the Greens, Mana Party and Chris Carter opposing. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.